A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke, chapter 17, verses 11 through 19. As Jesus continued his journey to Jerusalem, he traveled through Samaria and Galilee. As he was entering a village, 10 persons with leprosy met him. They stood at a distance from him and raised their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And when Jesus saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." As they were going, they were cleansed. And one of them, realizing he had been healed, returned, glorifying God in a loud voice. And he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said in reply, "10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God?" Then Jesus said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you." The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. If the only prayer you ever say is "thank you," it is enough. This bit of wisdom comes to us from the 13th century Rhineland mystic, Dominican friar, Meister Eckhart. I have always been curious, what did Eckhart really mean? I believe that today's gospel gives us an insight into Eckhart's wisdom. I offer a subtitle to our story. Jesus heals 10 lepers. The blessings of a thank you-driven life. Jesus journeys to Jerusalem through Samaria and Galilee. The path he walks is itself a sign of his mission. No one is excluded. Gentile or Jew, all are welcomed. As Jesus enters the village, 10 persons with leprosy plead for his mercy to be healed. Jesus hears with his ears, and he hears with his heart. He sees them with his eyes, and he sees their deepest need. Filled with compassion and mercy, Jesus commands them to fulfill the requirements of the law by showing themselves to the priests so they may be declared clean. Obedient to Jesus' command, they set out down the road. Along the way, all 10 are healed of their leprosy. We can assume that the 10 were grateful for their physical healing and restoration into their families. Yet only one among the 10 was compelled to return and thank Jesus for this gift. The gospel story tells us that this one man realized he was healed. This profound realization causes him to immediately stop in his tracks, change course, and return to Jesus, praising God. Each one of us is likely to recall hearing conversations such as, "Doesn't she realize what she is doing? Does he realize the impact this will have on his family? I didn't realize how much this means to you." To realize something means to come to know it in a profoundly deep and significant way. When we realize something, it changes the perception and view we have of ourselves and our world. Jesus' tremendous outpouring of love touched and renewed this man's heart, and he was filled with gratitude. The grace of gratitude led him to a profound encounter with God. The physical healing occasioned an inner transformation that yielded a newfound appreciation and gratitude for life. For those in the United States who celebrate Thanksgiving today, it is a particularly poignant moment to practice gratitude. Each of us has a choice to focus on what is missing in life or to focus on what is good in life. This does not mean to ignore or deny painful or challenging situations. It means that I can choose to focus my heart energy on blessings. When I realize the blessings in life, when I choose to lead a thank you driven life, regardless of the circumstances at any given moment, the grace of gratitude multiplies. I hear as Jesus hears. I see as Jesus sees. I become as Jesus in the world. Spiritual writer, Brother David Standel Rast, captures the essence of a thank-you-driven life when he says, "Happiness is not what makes us grateful. It is gratefulness that makes us happy."